Did you know that 46% of us don't take all our vacation days? Even though it's been proven that taking time off to play makes us more productive.
In California, no matter where you go, you'll find play. Explore a redwood forest, immerse yourself in art galleries, or just park yourself in a beach chair and chill. Play is everywhere in California, so take some well-deserved play time off and discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.
Apple Card is the perfect cashback rewards credit card. You earn up to 3% daily cash on every purchase, every day. That's 3% on your favorite products at Apple, 2% on all other Apple Card with Apple Pay purchases, and 1% on anything you buy with your titanium Apple Card or virtual card number. Visit apple.co/card calculator to see how much you can earn. Apple Card issued by Goldman Sachs Bank USA, Salt Lake City branch. Subject to credit approval. Terms apply.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kid's PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are coming back to Atlanta.
Right now.
Whoa. Mark your calendars for the second annual Black Effect Podcast Festival is happening on Saturday, April 27th. Hosted by B-Dot and Pretty V. Last year was nuts. But we about to do it bigger and better. We've got some of your favorite podcasts like Carefully Reckless, Horrible Decision, $1 million Worth of Game, just to name a few. Tickets go on sale today, right now. Go to blackeffect.com/podcastfestival. Get them. We'll see you there.
There he is.
Oh! Welcome back.
Wow. The king is in the building.
The pain to the drink that you brought about.
I only have one question.
Welcome
what you
back.
Trying to get into a day soon? What
right
you
back
trying
at
to
it.
Do?
5, 6, 7, 8.
No, we're not starting yet, dude. We have so much to catch up on. I don't even know where to begin. I love that you're...
Turn my mic up, man. Let me turn my mic up.
Yeah, make sure your settings are right. Are you recording on your... appropriate?
I've been recording, dude. I started recording before y'all let me in the meeting.
Okay.
Appreciate that.
Hi, everyone. Hi, listeners. We missed you. We have not seen each other in so long. We have so... This is going to be called... What's it going to be called, Joelle? A catch-up episode.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because we're not even reviewing an episode today because we just wanted to say hi to you, our loyal listeners, apologize to you for being gone for so long and making you listen to reruns. I hope they were good. Joelle, were they good?
Oh, I picked some of our most awesome interviews to do.
They were heaters.
Okay.
Come
and then how many
it.
Weeks, yeah. Just so I'm clear, how many weeks have our amazing listeners been forced to listen to reruns?
I think 4 or 5. Four?
I'm sorry, guys.
I'm so sorry, guys. I should be purged. It is my fault. I will take the blame.
No, you're purged.
Put
it all on me.
I can tell you what happened the entire time in Donald's house while we weren't on the air.
You're absolutely right. There is not a
lot. I'm going to try during the catch.
How about 5 minutes before we started the podcast? Hit the button again.
Oh, boy.
Wait, no.
I told him not to. I even texted him this morning. I was like, because I knew he'd be like anxious maybe or nervous to hop back in, and he'd go too hard on the ganja. So I even texted him, don't be too high today.
Oh, and dude, once I found out the ganja fights the Omicron and the COVID-19 virus.
Oh, my gosh.
I was like,
oh
I'm going to
wait,
smoke.
What?
You didn't hear about this?
I'm sorry. I haven't watched the news. That's the, that's one news drop I haven't heard.
Smokers out there, unite. That's right.
Wait, they told you that. Wait, yeah. Let's get it from Joelle. Let's get it from Joelle.
Before we start, I got it from Gail King, Nate, and freaking Anthony on the CBS Morning show. Mm-hmm. This is real news. It's not some BS.
All right, Joelle, give us the real.
So it does work. I don't know all the science stuff, but apparently you have to smoke like so. Like it's not possible to smoke enough to make
Donald can
difference.
Do it. Like, Donald can do it.
Me, Snoop, who else? Seth Rogen. Like we all
Wu-Tang forever.
That's right.
My goal is to use every pad during this catch-up episode.
You're three in.
Well, just give me a chance, okay?
You honor me.
Now, All right, so you're saying that someone has reported that smoking ganja is good for fighting Omicron, but you have to smoke so much that you have to be like a Snoop Dogg level person.
I don't know. If I remember correctly, you no human can physically, like, it's not possible to smoke enough weed.
Donald's going to try.
I'm going for it.
What was it like in your house, Donald, when you told your wife that you weren't just getting high for pleasure, you were getting high to fight Omicron? I'm sure that went over well.
She wasn't that happy about it, but but somewhere inside, I feel like she understood. What's good with you, man? You tell me what's good. What's good, Dano? What's good, Joel? Hello.
I haven't, Donald and I, neither one of us have our fancy cameras set up, so we don't look good. Look how good Daniel's camera looks.
It's crisp. It's clean.
You know what it is? Like, a lot of it has to do with like the YouTuber background, too.
Thank you.
Yeah.
No, it's
trying. Oh, trying over here.
Speaking of YouTube, dude, during this break, I caught my daughter mukbanging.
Oh, no.
Nice.
That is the weirdest.
My six-year-old daughter sitting down at the table recording herself eating the pancakes and bacon that I made her.
Right.
Like one of those videos like, oh, I'm going to take a nice little bite right here. Let's
see what this. Oh, so she was imitating the mukbangers.
Yes.
But
I don't
she
know
didn't
where
like
she
post
saw
it on YouTube or anything.
No, hell no, man. She thinks she, okay, so she has all of these videos that she's done.
Yeah.
For YouTube or for her social media that she thinks are being posted. Yeah. And it's like her dance and stuff and, you know, trying to, you know. She has all of these videos that she thinks is up, but they're not up, obviously.
Well, what happens and when she's like, let me see my mukbang video?
Yeah, how are my numbers?
Well, she's not, come on, man. She don't know nothing about
my numbers.
My numbers. I just go right into the photos and I'm like, look, check it, see?
Oh, I see. So well, cute. I just want to, again, just start off by saying...
She's six.
I know.
Okay, just so we're clear.
I just wanted to start off by thanking all you loyal listeners for hanging in there. We're gonna go around the room and talk about what we all went up to. I made a movie, which I'll go into detail, but that was the impetus. Both Donald and I had a project to do that we both created independently of each other that we'll talk about and tell you about. But that both of those things happening was sort of the impetus for saying, hey, we got to take some time off because we just can't do it all. And then it went into the holiday. And so we had backlogged a lot of those episodes for you. I think now we can, at least for the time being, be more current.
Right,
which I like.
As current before. Oh, yeah. I do like it. When
yeah, I prefer
also.
If we go back to the Thursday record.
You
it
say
drops
that
Tuesday.
Now.
Well,
you
shit happens, but I think
now.
I can make it work.
Okay,
we'll see.
We'll get it done.
I think
I'm not done with my project
prefer,
yet. And you're not done with your project yet. You have like a kind of
right. No, I'm not. By no means, I'm in post. But well, anyway, I just wanted to say in all sincerity, thank you for being patient with us, and for those of you who actually listen to the replays, thank you.
Yeah,
yeah. The re-listens.
What's been now? I just, you know, the first thing on my mind is that Joelle and Daniel have signed up yet another rewatch show. This one is the
are
new
they
girl.
On? Are you guys on the new?
Now you guys are not on the show, are
we're
you?
Not.
No,
not.
Because
no,
if I, if she stole our sidekicks, I would be pissed. Donald, wouldn't you?
Oh, there would be so much beef.
When you read the announcement, Donald, did it cross your mind that are these mofos on their show too?
Right away, because we had this conversation before, because we knew that you two were very involved in the
right.
New
we weren't
girls.
Allowed to tell the audience. We weren't allowed to tell you listeners because they were trying. iHeart and these two were trying to close the deal on New Girl. We weren't allowed to talk about it. And sorry, Donald, go ahead.
And so we knew that it was in the works. So when I saw that it popped up, the first thing I thought of was, they better not have crossed over. Like, you know.
This isn't the Jeffersons and All in the Family.
No, this is not that, man. This isn't. They better not have done the unthinkable. And I'm happy to hear that you haven't.
No, correct. No, it's its own correct. Unique show. Mm-hmm. It's three hosts, which makes it, you know, you don't want like five hosts on mic. To me, that's very confusing. And so, you know, it's the three of them. It's really cute. They play a true American game at the end of every episode. Mm-hmm. I think people will like it. It's been fun to see, as we announced, a lot of people were like, Scrubs is my number one favorite show and New Girl's number two. Like, I can't believe it. I'm so excited.
So there's crossover. Now, Daniel, will you be editing the episodes?
I will be editing the
episodes, so that feels a bit, Donald, a bit like he's going to bring the editing magic that we enjoy. To theirs.
Well, I'm not gonna.
What if fans are like, oh, that is such a Daniel edit.
I'll be shocked if they notice.
I want everyone to succeed, and you know, I'm very happy for the three hosts of the New Girl podcast. Mm. That's a rewatch. We're giving you a free plug here on Fake Doctor.
Yeah, well, they're part of the iHeart family now.
Rewatch that.
And hey, that Zooey Deschanel, who I haven't seen in years, but she's a lovely, lovely person. And I think you guys are going to have a great time. Are they doing the same sort of thing where they watch before and then discuss the episode?
Yeah, so it's still a recap show, also like Office Ladies, you know. So they watch the episode, then they recap it. They're doing more frequent interviews. So we have like a lot of really cool interviews with guest stars and stuff.
You guys are overproducing over there. Is that what's going on?
Yeah, it seems.
It seems like you're overachieving. It seems like you're overachieving over there, and you're like they're off and running on Fake Doctors, Real Friends. We don't need to. You guys are like my agents. You know what I mean? I get on a show, and then all of a sudden they're like, you know what? I need to just fall back a little bit. Donald's working. I don't have to hustle as hard.
Right.
That's what y'all are like right now.
Joelle,
we're all been running.
Do you
y'all
feel
like,
that
yo,
that accusation is accurate, Joelle? That you've reached this far into our show, and you're like, ooh, I can't wait to book exciting guests for the Zooey Deschanel program. I'm not going to give a fuck about booking guests for Fake Doctors.
Well, you know, fans certainly were concerned. They had very similar attitudes. They were like, does this mean you're leaving Fake Doctors? And I was like, nothing is really changing.
Nope.
I'm bringing all the same energy and love that I've always brought. We just, you know, they do have the advantage of 2 additional years of my experience as an executive producer. So that might help them a little bit. Just, you know, straight out the gate.
You thinking about switching sides on a show? It says that might help them a little bit.
Just that additional education and experience might be beneficial to any project that comes
Joelle,
after
you guys.
Well,
do you feel that you'll be taking the knowledge that you've gleaned from this program doing so well and bringing it over there? And
I mean,
should we have copyrighted some of our thing? Like, Joelle, are they going to have a soundboard?
No request for a soundboard at this time.
I bet they won't get as racy as we get because they seem like wholesome people.
It's a much cleaner show.
Because we've talked about the girth of Donald Shaft on here. And I don't think that's going to come up.
It is less willy talk, to be sure.
Less willy talk, indeed.
I don't think they're going to talk about my.
It'd be funny if they.
I didn't mean they'd
bring up your particular penis, Donald. Can you imagine the New Girl recap show has a whole segment on the girth of Donald Faison's penis?
No.
iHeart, you're welcome for the free advertising.
Yeah, there you go, iHeart. Is iHeart mad at us because we were gone so long, Joelle? Is there some secret meeting where they're like, fuck those guys?
No.
No, not at all. Okay. They understand people need rest and breaks, and that's why, I mean, every show does like a short run of like, here's some classic episodes or here's some guest-hosted episodes. People have to take time off. We can't be doing this 24/7, 365.
Mm-hmm. You know what I love is that nobody sees this coming. Everybody still thinks we're down. We haven't promoted this that hard or anything like that. There's only one person that knows this, and I didn't trade in any information for it, but there's one person who knows that we're coming back right now, and that's Maria from The Mandalorian. But you know, sometimes I try to trade some of our little secrets for some Mando secrets, or some Boba Fett secrets, or some.
I gotta tell
did you,
you
get anything
Ahsoka.
Good?
I expressed some things. Let's just say I expressed some things. And
are you not going to speak openly about Boba Fett? Is that something
I'll speak very openly about Boba Fett? I have no problem doing that.
Okay, because I haven't seen an episode, but my sense as a non-Star Wars obsessive person is that the fans are not responding to it like they did Mandalorian. Do you guys want to speak to that?
Okay, so here's how I'm
without
looking
like
at
a half hour. Like, it let's won't be do a half like the hour. Cliff notes.
It won't be a half hour. Mandalorian is who we thought Boba Fett was. That's the Mandalorian, right? We thought the character of the Mandalorian is exactly what Boba Fett should be. Now they've done they've done that already, and they've now reintroduced Boba Fett, and it's like, how do we make this story unique? We can't go the Mandalorian route. So a lot of the things that we as fans expected Boba Fett to be doing, he's not doing because the Mandalorian has already done it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And so we can't really... So Boba Fett's walking his own path. I'm trying to be that of a Jedi right now and let go of the things that, you know, concerned me or the things that I worried about. Let go of my fear in all of this and just see how this all plays out.
Joelle, your thoughts?
Yeah. Listen, this is a show that's really trying to expand the world of Star Wars. You have the Tusken Raiders, who were often referred to as, quote, sand people. And they were like, maybe that's not cool. Maybe we make these people individuals, and maybe we have a bunch of indigenous people involved in crafting the show, and we explore that side. Maybe we get into, like, the whole backstory of Tatooine, how to go from, like, an ocean planet to a desert planet. I'm really excited. If you're, like, into Star Wars lore, it's hard for me to figure out why people aren't, like, very... They're constantly expanding what we know and making it richer and more contextual, and I think that's a lot of fun.
Ever hear in people raving about it though? So I don't think.
Well, it's not my favorite. It's not my favorite of the Star Wars.
And I saw a meme the other day that I sent to you, Dino. They forgot. I don't think I sent it to Joelle, but it had those four people on those wacky looking scooter bikes, and someone wrote like, this doesn't look like anything in the Star Wars universe. Do you know what I'm talking about?
Oh, right. Yes.
Yeah, but that's incorrect. It's a direct homage to George Lucas and his love of like old school cars and vehicles. And
isn't that like, European crew, the mod crew,
mods on the mods on the rockers. Yeah, it's a reference to that, how they used to ride the scooters with all the lights on them.
Yeah,
totally. Okay.
Well, I don't know anything about any of that, but I just I noticed that Donald, you don't seem as lit up by it as you were Mandalorian. You're not humming the theme song.
I want to see how it all plays out. I think the theme song is dope. Ha! Da-da-da-da. It's kind of you know what I mean? Dun dun dun. I think it's kind of dope.
One of our first themes to feature like heavy choral performances. Yeah. Usually orchestral.
Yeah.
Well, you're going to get a lot more. They're making more. And you're going to get Obi-Wan coming soon.
We're excited. I'm excited about all of it. I just want to see how it all plays out. You know what I mean?
I highly recommend the show Search Party. Have you guys watched Search Party?
No, but I've heard great things.
Listen,
those shows I keep meaning to turn on and just
listen. You listener there, Donald doesn't take my recommendations, but you listener, you're looking for a show, right? Well, I'm telling you, this show Search Party on HBO Max is so entertaining, and it's about five seasons, and every season is different, and it's funny, and it's surreal, and it's well acted, and I binged it over the holiday break. I really recommend it.
Okay.
Now we're watching Cheer Season 2.
Cheers?
Oh, classics.
Oh, my gosh.
Cheer? Do you remember the Netflix?
Oh, Cheer.
Yes.
I thought you were watching Sam and Diane. I was
no,
say,
so Cheer was that Netflix documentary series about the little tiny school in Texas that almost always wins the NCAA cheerleading championship, and it was their story. And they got into a lot of controversy because one of the students was found soliciting sex from minors and exchanging, trying to get photos out of them, all that shit. He's facing 15 years in jail.
Minimum sentence.
Minimum 15 years. And he was the likable star of the show. Yeah. So what's bizarre is in watching season two, you can see that he's there. The news hasn't come out yet. He hasn't been arrested yet, but they've made him like an extra. And then all of a sudden they have to deal with it. And there's a whole episode where they deal with how this news broke. And it's so it's just fascinating. But that aside, that tragedy aside of what happened to those children, and the show about the struggles and the pain that these college kids go through to try and go to these cheerleading to win these cheerleading things, and you cannot believe what they do with their body. There's this one kid this season. They say you can't, the human eye can't clock it. You have to watch it in slow-mo. He leaps into the air, Donald, and he rotates 5 times.
Oh, wow.
While flipping. I've never seen anything like it. And then they're all injured and they're all working their asses
it
off.
It sounds like they're probably all in pain. It's like a soap opera. Pain, dude.
What's that?
It sounds like they're probably all in pain.
They're all in pain and, you know, there's not much, none of them have any money. They're all people, seems to me most of them are from poor households. Doesn't seem to be a lot of money in the future of this. They're doing it for the love of the sport. You know, it's not like they're going to go, where do they go? I don't even know what a lot of them become teachers of cheerleading and stuff, but
yeah.
But I don't know. I highly recommend Cheer Season 2 because it explains what happened with that star Jerry from Season 1. And also, it's just, you know, I'm just a sucker for these stories of these kids who are triumphant. And they, you know, they toss these girls in the air and you're like, oh my God, if they don't catch her, she's going to become a quadriplegic. It's so scary. And sometimes they drop them.
And do they become quadriplegics?
No, but they make them get punished. They have to do like 100 push-ups if you drop.
100 push-ups for dropping somebody?
Yeah,
yes.
That's the punishment.
Literally,
I think it should be more than that. I think the person that you drop should be able to throw you off of something.
Well, listen, I think if you're willing to be tossed 30 feet in the air, you have to know that occasionally you're going to get dropped.
And the person that and the person that drops me, I should be able to deal out the punishment if that's the case. So that they
what
don't
would the
make
punishment
it?
Be?
Oh, you.
What do you
me.
Think is the right punishment for accidentally? There's three.
I don't
people
know about 100 push-ups. I don't think 100 push-ups is it.
But what can a coach do? Like get a paddle? You get a spanking?
Yeah. A very interesting practice.
Let's take a break.
We'll be right back after these fine words.
Did you know that 46% of us don't take all our vacation days? Even though it's been proven that taking time off to play makes us more productive.
In California, no matter where you go, you'll find play. Explore a redwood forest, immerse yourself in art galleries, or just park yourself in a beach chair and chill. Play is everywhere in California, so take some well-deserved play time off and discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.
Apple Card is the perfect cashback rewards credit card. You earn up to 3% daily cash on every purchase every day. That's 3% on your favorite products at Apple, 2% on all other Apple Card with Apple Pay purchases, and 1% on anything you buy with your titanium Apple Card or virtual card number. Visit apple.co/card calculator to see how much you can earn. Apple Card issued by Goldman Sachs Bank USA, Salt Lake City branch. Subject to credit approval. Terms apply.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18+ terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
The Big Take from Bloomberg News brings you what's shaping the world's economies with the smartest and best-informed business reporters around the world.
Western nations like the U.S. and Europe.
Mexico will likely have its first female president.
And then you have China.
And help you understand what's happening, what it means, and why it matters.
He'll get his yo-yos to Europe in time. But the longer this drags on, the more worry he's getting.
They knew that they needed to do this as fast as they possibly could to get a drug on the market as fast as they could.
I'm David Gura.
I'm Sarah Holder.
I'm Saleha Mohsen. We cover the stories behind what's moving money and markets.
Basically, everyone was expecting, if not a calamity, certainly a recession.
But the problem is that that paperwork, as our reporting showed, is fake.
As someone who's covering the market, I'm often very worried about an imminent collapse. So I'm thinking about it quite often.
Listen to The Big Take on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Daniel, how's the Twitch? Are you has it increased since we blew you up?
It has been great. It's been a lot of fun. I've been putting more work into it to make it, you know, flesh it out.
Did they talk about you?
Did
they talk about you on the New Girl? Does the New Girl podcast talk about you?
Not at all. Not at all. That's
they don't talk about your Twitch.
They do not. They are.
Well, they just started.
Remember that when you edited in Daniel.
Five seasons in.
Remember that when you edited in Daniel.
I will certainly.
They don't talk about your Twitch.
No, they don't. That's very sweet. I appreciate that a lot.
That's right.
It's going great.
Hey, Joelle, we should have Zoe Deschanel come on, and we'll give her a promo.
I'll certainly ask.
My God, crossover of the century.
Not for a whole thing. We'll just say, hey, congrats on your show. Tell us how it's going. If you want some lessons on how to deal with Daniel and Joelle, we can.
Wow.
Yeah. So sorry. We're jumping around because I'm just so darn excited. Daniel, the Twitch.
Let's get back to Daniel's Twitch.
You're very sweet. It's going great. It's a lot of fun doing all sorts of new segments. And it's a lot of fun. I'm learning Spanish. I'm reading stories online.
You learned Spanish on Twitch?
I'm learning. I'm doing Babbel and doing lessons every stream to just like keep my practice up.
That sounds like really boring content.
I appreciate that. I only do it for about 10 minutes, but
do people join you in these lessons? Are you doing it so that you could teach a bunch of people whatever the language is that
I'm doing it for myself, but I made a new segment that's just called Daniel Learns where I'm trying to like learn new things and hopefully the viewers can learn along with me. But I'm also just trying it out. I have like a bunch of new segments that I'm doing that are just like little
things. I wish I could see a graph. Donald, I would like to pay for a test audience. You know when you can get these people and they have a dial. And when they're enjoying Daniel's Twitch, they turn it up. Mm-hmm. And when they're not, they turn it down. And then we get to watch the graph.
Yeah.
And I would like to see when they're most entertained, whether it's mukbang.
Do you think it would be their most entertaining learning French?
Something tells me, I've only been in the business for a few years, but something tells me the learning French segment, the graph goes to the bottom.
That might be the case. And you know what? As we progress, maybe that'll be what happens. But,
I didn't want to say anything, Daniel.
Hey, that's
but
perfectly
he might
okay.
Right.
I appreciate that. That's A-O.
But let's talk.
One second, Donald. Is there a game?
What
game are you playing that people are liking?
The most exciting game, now that you're about to laugh again, but the most exciting game that's happening on my stream right now is Marble Racing. And what that means
that doesn't
is,
sound bad. That sounds fun.
Well, what happens is I start a race and people in the chat can type play in the chat and they have a marble added to the race and then I broadcast it like it's a horse race and people love that shit.
That's dope, dude. That's dope. So you're doing marble racing. Can they win anything with the marble racing?
No. Just pride, and like maybe further down the line, I might make a prize out of it.
I'm sure there's so many laws against this, but it would be great to be able to do marble racing, but have people betting on other people's marbles and trying to make that money like that.
There are things on Twitch called channel points. It may not be legal, but there are things in my Twitch called channel points that you just accrue by being in the chat, and people will bet channel points. So like they're not betting actual money, but they're betting this like fake currency that Twitch has.
Okay. Oh, wow. Are you? So let's get into it. Are you into all of this metaverse? Are you going deep? Are you opening the Matrix rabbit hole?
Not necessarily. I mean, like we'll see where it goes per se. But also, like I've been a big VR guy for a while, and there's things that have been very metaversey that have happened in VR for years now, like VR chat, and even like Fortnite is its own kind of like metaverse or whatever. So
People are buying property now.
Yeah, well, go off, buy your property, but I will
I
not
really
be
don't understand. I'm happy to be the idiot who didn't get in on it, but I just cannot believe people are spending money on virtual property.
Until you made a million on an NFT, shoot.
Yeah, I don't know. That's real diminishing returns on that whole thing.
I don't understand. I'm too old. I think I've reached the too old to understand it marker. Think it's 47.
Don't say that. There's like half of our audience, or there's a fraction of our audience right now that's like, yo, y'all are fucking sleeping.
I know.
And they all don't understand. They all got apes in their avatars.
They all know it. They all understand it. I don't understand it. All right. So that's Daniel. Joelle, what's happening with you? You signed on. It sounds like you're signing lots of shows on iHeart. And what else is happening?
Joelle is crushing it.
Joelle, are you on Fuego, Joelle?
Yeah, yes, truly. There's a lot of things I can't talk about because they are not announced yet. But what I can share is the most rewarding thing I've done while we were on break is help co-create a diversity, equity, and inclusion initiative at iHeart called Next Up. We brought in 8 young podcasters from underserved communities, got them thousands of dollars of equipment, and basically helped produce their first, professional podcast. We are working on getting all of their shows picked up to network right now. We are really excited. Some of the cool projects we did, we have this wonderful human named Hane. He lives in Alaska. He's indigenous.
I was hoping you mentioned
and
Hane.
He's, yes, Hane is the best.
And what's his podcast? What does he do?
He's conserving his indigenous language, his native tongue, through podcasting. So he's talking to other,
it's called Klingit.
Thank you. Other like people who are trying to preserve their language from like Hawaii and all over the continental US, and they speak in their native tongues and they talk about like why it's important and like all kinds of things. It's like such a beautiful podcast. We have another girl named Oya who is a victims' rights advocate. So when somebody has been victimized, she shows up and helps guide them through the process of like, do you want to file charges or not? How can I help you emotionally? She's been through a ton of trauma herself, and she tells her story and how she came through all of that and like how she's helping other people and what does justice reform look like. And it's so, so good. She's so talented. I can't wait to share her work with the world. And there's many, many others, and I'll be sharing all of them on my social, and we'll be sharing them across the iHeart, broadcast space. So there's a lot of good things coming, but it's really rewarding to like work with the community and help these people who, they just, sorry, I get flustered, but they're like, they work so hard and they care so much. And the stories they're telling are often not heard. And I'm just really excited to bring them to iHeart.
Congratulations. That's incredible.
Amazing. Thank you.
That's amazing.
Good for you. And you can tell, how happy it makes you. I mean, your whole face is lit up. So you can really see that it's making a difference in your life because you've got the audience can't see, but Joelle is beaming ear to ear when she talks about it.
It's incredible.
Well, you can hear it in her
work.
Voice, too. You can hear the passion in her voice right now, too, behind all of it. And that's a wonderful thing, Joelle, to have something that you freaking, not only did you championed also, you helped bring to the forefront. You know what I mean? That's making a difference right there, making that change right there. It's really interesting. iHeart has done a lot of that recently, if I'm correct, with the whole unionizing and all of that with writers and stuff like that. So, and do you guys know of any other company that that jumped on these initiatives that fast? It's like, in my opinion, these are all really big deals I don't know, man.
Yeah, I'm proud.
I just want to shout out
iHeart
real quick. You know what I mean?
Yeah, it's wonderful to look to my left and right and see a whole bunch of people doing like really incredible things. Like we have My Cultura, which is like a network of Latine podcasts, and they're so like diverse, and some are bilingual and some are 100% in Spanish. And it's nice to see a lot of those coworkers who have been championing and trying to again just get their stories out there. Finally do it and sort of break that glass ceiling. So,
hey, Joelle, when people have a successful podcast like this one, they sometimes then get, other podcasts underneath them. They like, develop other.
Mm-hmm.
I'd like to develop, what's it called?
A slate. You get a slate of podcasts.
Yeah, Donald and I would like to develop a slate.
Okay, yeah.
And the first guest I'd like to develop is that guy, Dr. Penis. I think he should have a regular
Dr. Penis should have a regular podcast.
Oh my God.
I was wondering where this was going.
I agree with you.
Listen, Donald, I would tune in to a weekly Ask Penis Questions
podcast. Oh, I have so many penis questions. It's
I know, ridiculous. We gotta have him back on. Joel, can you please book him? The audience loves him. And
Like, is there such thing as too much penis? You know what I mean?
I think the audience, I have a feeling our audience would say, okay, guys, enough of Dr. Penis. But there's a subset who would be like, give me all of the penis.
Yes, I agree.
And we should serve them. Give me the whole thing.
Yes. Yes.
And we should serve them the Dr. Penis that they need.
We should serve them all the penis they need. You're right.
We should fill them up.
Yes. Yes. Now you get it.
Oh, no.
Fill them up with penis.
Yes, Joelle. So can you ask Dr. Penis to let's have him back on. Let's get more penis questions out because I feel I only got into like a tenth of my penis questions.
Oh, I have.
Oh my gosh!
It's good to be back.
And you know, I know that I know that your new show, the new girl show, is what's it called, by the way?
Welcome to our show.
Well, I'm sure that Welcome to Our Show is going to have lots of exciting segments, but they will have nothing as exciting as me and Donald talking to a urologist about cock.
Oh gosh. Well, geez.
You
got everybody's attention now, but
hell yeah.
Oh man, dude.
Oh man. So Donald, now let's go to you. Tell everyone what's happening. I mean, this is a whole life transformation for I've known this guy for a very, very long time, and there's two things about him. He's an incredible actor and a hilarious comedic actor. We all know that. And he, of course, is obsessed with stop motion animation. He loves it. And he finally, so impressively.
Something happened, dude. Something happened, man.
Can I talk you up first?
Go ahead, man.
Impressively, finally made that shit happen and has a show that combines his comedic skills with stop motion animation. And that's what he's been working on. Donald, go.
Yo, you know, I've loved stop motion forever. If you listen to the podcast, I'm very passionate about it. I talk about it all the time.
You post on Instagram.
That's pretty much all I post on Instagram now. I talk about my one of my great friends, Seth Green, and his company, Stupid Buddy Studios, a lot. And how when I got out to L.A., or not even when I got out to L.A. When I got out to L.A., he was one of the first people I met, and we've been friends, you know, ever since. Like we do this Zoom, they did something similar, but for Comic-Con. And I off the cuff pitched the idea of the Black Indiana Jones calling it Alabama Jackson. Somebody was like, you know, Donald Faison, if you had the opportunity to run Stupid Buddy Studios for a day, what would you do? And I said, I'd create this show, Alabama Jackson. And the head of Adult Swim was on the Zoom with us, and he asked for a pitch for that in the next couple of weeks.
Go on.
I have never pitched anything in my life. I've never written anything in my life, not even in school. In high school, when it came to writing things, I tried to find the quickest way out of it and, you know, just throw up whatever words I needed to and to move on. And they asked me to pitch something and write something down, like write a little Bible down. And I did, with the help of Stupid Buddy Studios. I did it. And then they said, yo, we like the idea. Let's make it a 10-episode webisode type thing. And I was like, yeah, all right, bet. And they were like, and you're going to write it. And I was like, wait a second, what? And
they were
like,
now?
Yeah, now you write it. And I got together, four really awesome people. I got this young lady, Ashley Ray. I got my buddy Lee House and myself. And then my mom wrote on.
Really? You didn't tell me your mom wrote on it?
Yeah, and I got my mom. Aww. And so the four of us for a month sat on Zoom and wrote out these, episodes for this, these webisodes that we're doing for Adult Swim. And we finished it. Since then, my buddy Seth has gotten on board. He's written on it as well. My buddy Chris Waters has written on it as well. We animated the whole series now. That's done. We did the voice. We got Wanda Sykes to play Harriet Tubman. Let me just give you a breakdown of what the show is. It's a fast-paced animated action comedy. Sorry, stop-motion animated action comedy show about a man named Alabama Jackson who's saving Black history with Harriet Tubman through time travel. That's the show. Right.
And you guys, I was lucky enough to see the first episode animated, and you cannot believe how good the animation is.
It is
incredible. And I laugh my ass off, of course, but I was just like, bro, that there's no difference from what that looks like and like what a Hollywood studio would put out. It was incredible.
Oh, we worked so hard on it. Like, dude.
And tell them how many, like when you actually got into production, how many different animators were executing that? It looks
we
like.
We had about six animators, seven animators total. Sometimes people came in and guest animated. There were a lot of animators that I reached out to try and get them on board through. Because, you know, like, okay, so you write it and you create all of this, but it's art, man. It's not just, you know, I look at. Okay, it's weird because I look at my acting and stuff like that. Yeah, it's an art form and it's a craft and everything like that. But I look at this more as like fine art in a lot of ways because there's so much more to just, you know, my body creates the my illusions and stuff like that. And I have a crew that creates the illusions. I need way more people to create what we did. And we did it with a small group of people and they all worked really, really really, really hard because they believed in what we were making. And I'm just so excited. We're now
so when
in the process
do we get to hear it? Yeah, tell everyone when we get to see them.
We're now in the process of doing a final mix on sound and final the special effects and everything like that. I'm not exactly sure when it's coming out, but we have to deliver it by February.
Okay. All right.
All right. Well, you will be keeping you posted, fans here, on all of that.
Oh, I forgot. There's so many other things. Like, I got my brother and my nephew wrote on, he did a lot of the music on this. My nephew's this amazing rapper. His name's Mizell. And he helped me with a few things, let's just say, in this In this series. I'm really excited about it. I mean,
well,
I could talk
you
about
should
it
be,
forever.
Man. You should be. You. It's incredible. You know, when your friend shows you, like, hey, here's that thing I've been working so hard on, you're always like, oh, please be good. Oh, please. And it was fucking awesome, dude.
Well,
I saw rough. The mouths weren't fully animated yet. But dude, what I saw was incredible. And I was so impressed by you.
Right on. So that's one
and
thing.
And Wanda Sykes. It's Donald and Wanda Sykes is the two main characters, which,
that's
you know,
perfect.
What more do you need to know?
Okay. Yeah. Like, amazing. Oh, and then, you know, we have Seth on the show. Like, just the fact that, you know, Seth is very invested in the show as well. And so it's really cool to have him on board and have the whole Stupid Buddy team on board. Like, you know, I don't know, man. I'm over the moon about it. I could go on. Anyway, that was the first thing I did. And then the second thing I did something that I can't really talk about, but there's a project coming soon, and it's not Star Wars, but there's a project coming soon, even though Danny Trejo was in Star Wars as the machete. It's not Star Wars, but there's a project coming soon that you guys should all look out for. I can't talk about it. It's secretive, but it's real in the field.
When will we be able to know more about that one?
In a few weeks, it'll air on television. I'm just going to put it out there. Mm-hmm. It'll be something out there that, you know, you didn't expect to see.
You're going to keep it as a surprise. I think on the show, we should let our amazing listeners know what to look out for because they might not watch said show.
Did you know that 46% of us don't take all our vacation days? Even though it's been proven that taking time off to play makes us more productive.
In California, no matter where you go, you'll find play. Explore a redwood forest, immerse yourself in art galleries, or just park yourself in a beach chair and chill. Play is everywhere in California, so take some well-deserved playtime off and discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.
I'm Saleha Mohsen, and I've covered economic policy for years
and reported on how it impacts people across the United States. In 2016, I saw how voters were leaning towards Trump and how so many Americans felt misunderstood by Washington. So I started The Big Take DC. We dig into how money, politics, and power shape government and the consequences for voters.
It's an election year, so there's a lot of focus on the voters that TikTok is reaching.
The initial reaction is like, oh, things are looking so resilient.
I don't want to be too pessimistic, but I just don't see the political will down in Washington right now to change their tune.
I think the American electorate has been signaling that it expects a rematch of the 2020 election. These are unprecedented times.
With new episodes every Thursday, you can listen to The Big Take DC on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Big Take from Bloomberg News brings you what's shaping the world's economies with the smartest and best-informed business reporters around the world.
Western nations like the U.S. and Europe.
Mexico will likely have its first female president.
And then you have China.
And help you understand what's happening, what it means, and why it matters.
He'll get his yo-yos to Europe in time. But the longer this drags on, the more worry he's getting.
They knew that they needed to do this as fast as they possibly could to get a drug on the market as fast as they could.
I'm David Gura.
I'm Sarah Holder.
I'm Saleha Mohsen. We cover the stories behind what's moving money and markets.
Basically, everyone was expecting, if not a calamity, certainly a recession.
But the problem is that that paperwork, as our reporting showed, is fake.
As someone who's covering the market, I'm often very worried about an imminent collapse. So I'm thinking about it quite often.
Listen to The Big Take on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Bring a little optimism into your life with The Bright Side, a new kind of daily podcast from Hello Sunshine, hosted by me, Danielle Robey,
and me, Simone Boyce. Every weekday, we're bringing you conversations about culture, the latest trends, inspiration, and so much more.
Thank you for taking the light, and you're going to shine it all over the world, and it makes me really happy.
I never imagined that I would get the chance to carry this honor and help be a part of this legacy.
Listen to The Bright Side on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search The Bright Side.
But as you get closer, but as
I was about to say, I can't right now.
Are you have to be a reveal or like the week before? Could you say, "Hey guys, watch"?
I can't
X,
even
y.
do it. I can't even. It's
oh
a
my
reveal,
god, I'm dying,
dude! It's a reveal, and so I can't say.
But you could tell
much.
Us. After
I have one of those too, right? as you three know. I have one of those too.
Yes.
Oh yeah, you do.
I'm a
yes,
secret.
You do.
I'm a secret reveal. I'm not allowed to talk about.
Mm-hmm. Yes,
but I'm probably going to talk about mine the week of. I think I'm going to give our listeners, who we love so much, a heads up for our secret reveal.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I like that. I like that. That's your strategy. I don't know if the people that you are going to worked for like that strategy, but I like that strategy.
I don't think that the people that I worked for are listening to our podcast and will care that much.
It's proof that they do.
Okay.
It's proof that they do.
All right, listen. I want to give myself a shout out before I tell you about my film, and that is that I just got an email saying, "Timpani, please, Daniel, cheaper by the dozen." Will be on Disney Plus March 18th.
Yes, sir.
Let's go.
My God,
listen, you guys, I never made a family anything other than Chicken Little, as you know. Mm-hmm. And I'm finally, for those of you who know Cheaper by the Dozen, the Steve Martin version, or there's an old classic version. There was an older, I don't know, maybe Jewel, you can look up when it came out, mm-hmm. but I believe there was a book initially, and I believe it was based on a true family. And then they made the first film, and then
the book from 1948. So the book was from 1948. Mm-hmm. That's the original novel by Ernestine Gilbreth Carey. Yeah.
In the 1950s, there was a movie.
Yeah, and then, of course, the Steve Martin one. And ours is a mixed-race family with Gabby Union and myself raising all these kids. Yes, Donald?
Hold up. Go no further. I just want to put it out there. They made A Star Is Born several times.
Yes.
Yeah. Every time.
Yes, this is my turn to be the Bradley Cooper.
Let's go. Let's go.
No, I think, listen, I It is great family fare. I promise you, your kids will love it. It is so, it's got something for every age kid. And I think it's very sweet. And I hope you love it. And it's obviously something you can watch with your children because they're going to laugh at stuff and you're going to laugh at stuff. And I'm really proud of it. And it's on Disney Plus March 18th. So put in your iCal, guys. Of course, I'll bring it up again. But there you go. You get to see me. I haven't acted in a second. And I'm.
Yeah, you have. You've been acting, dude. You just haven't. You've been working. You haven't. Listen, dude.
Well, the pandemic-wise, I did a little. I did some more directing than I did acting. But whatever.
You did like 3 movies, dude.
I know, right. But they're small parts. Anyway, irrelevant.
The point is, segue into the directing because that's
I
what you're trying to
segue
do,
anything
kinda,
I'm most
and I kind
of
and I kind of messed that up for you. My bad.
No,
bad.
I just want to segue anything I'm most proud of. I spoke about it on here, but I made my 4th film. It's called A Good Person. It stars Florence Pugh.
Thunderous applause, Daniel. There's
I'll
your
do
chance.
It. I'll do it, Daniel. Here. Quick turnaround, Daniel. I did it for you. Although you're going to have to pull out that timpani. Listen, I had this glorious experience. Florence Pugh, Morgan Freeman, Molly Shannon, incredible actress named Zoe Lister-Jones, an amazing actor named Chinaza Uche, a young lady named Celeste O'Connor. For those of you who saw the latest Ghostbusters, she was in that, I believe, is love interest. I don't know. I didn't see it. But man, is she an actress. And it was really a very hard shoot. We shot it, the whole film, in 26 days. If you know production, that's pretty darn fast. And it's pretty magical, I think. I'm really proud of it. I'm here at my house cutting it. And it's a dark drama, but like a lot of my other films, it also has moments where you laugh your ass off. And Florence, I'm sure most people aren't surprised to know that her performance is just unbelievable. I just think she's an extraordinary actress. And of course, her scene partner is Morgan Freeman, who's a living legend. And I'm editing it right now, and I'm really, really proud of it. And actually, Donald, you're going to see it
Thursday.
On, Thursday.
I'm very excited.
Oh my
to
goodness!
See it. We yeah. are. We, my wife is very excited. I'm very excited.
I sent out an email. I wanted you to know how much I love your wife. I sent out an email to, you know, you start in the business, you do these things called friends and family screenings kind of early on when you're like, all right, I got to cut. We're at the point where it's, you know, we're 2 people in a room, you know, you kind of, at a certain point you need feedback. You're not ready to show it to large audiences or anything like that, but you know, you need 30 random friends of yours and family members of yours to say, hey, I think it's a little slow here, or hey, that joke could be funnier if this happened. You know, you just need some feedback. Anyway, so I sent an email, mass email, and the like within seconds, Casey replied, babysitter booked. We'll be there. And that just makes me love her.
Zach, I love you.
I know, I love you too. And the fact that you were the very first to reply meant a lot to me. So you guys will be there. You all remember the fame. I think if you're an avid listener of this podcast, you'll remember the Garden State story involving Donald. But I'll remind you that we did one of these for Garden State, and I was battling with my producers because they kept saying you have to cut out one of these endings. The film has too many endings. It's lose this one, and I kept saying no. I want to leave that. I really like that. I think you're wrong. And Danny DeVito, who was one of the producers, exec producers of Garden State, we do the friends and family screenings, probably, I don't know, 40, 50 people there. He goes, how many of you, he was leading sort of a Q&A after, how many of you feel the movie has too many endings? Hand shoots up.
Oh, no.
One hand shoots up.
I have defense. First of all, one, it's Danny DeVito, dude. So part of me is like, dude, Danny DeVito's asking for my advice. You know, and to me, that's what it felt like. It felt like that. It felt like he was talking to me, like, Donald, help me out here. And I was like, Danny, I got you.
Danny, I got you.
Let me ask you a question,
though. I never forget that. First of all, I don't ever want a yes man, and I'm happy that you spoke out, and I think I probably eventually cut whatever I did cut what we were arguing about anyway. There's that old expression, if enough people tell you you're drunk, maybe you should sit down. And and the same goes with editing. If people keep saying the same note over and over again, you have to diagnose the note and do something about it. Otherwise, you're just looking for people to agree with you, which is ludicrous. But anyway, I just thought it was funny that this was like a bone of contention with me and my producers at the time. And everyone else was sort of being too polite in Donald's defense. But the only hand that shot up was Donald. And then he had a long monologue about why there were too many endings.
I did. So it just funny. Listen, man, it just – what I had suggested was I suggested, you know, maybe add something in between because it seems like he's leaving and there's no – out of nowhere he just shows up.
And we
that's
did.
That's kind of weird. We did. You know what I mean?
And we did. You know, that if you're a Garden State aficionado and you know the film, that section of Large getting on the plane at the end and you think he's actually going and there's a cool time-lapse shot of flying over the seats, that was all – created after the film had been sold. We sold the film at Sundance, and Fox Searchlight, who bought it, said, "We love it. Is there anything you want to do to it?" And I was like, "What? Yeah. If you feel like you can fix a certain note that's bothering you with a day of photography or da 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 this or that, we'll pay for it." And I was like, "Okay." And one of the things we did was address a note that you had and others had was that you needed more, even though we're talking about seconds, you still needed more time between Large leaving Sam at the airport and then coming back. And sorry,
not just that, you got to shoot a bunch of other shots. Like one time you shot that shot of your boy who created the Velcro in my pool.
Yes,
actually in
California.
In
your pool. Oh my God, right. God, your memory. God, that's true. I have to be honest, I don't even remember if that's in the movie.
It is in the movie.
Is it in the movie?
It is. And then you use the crew from Scrubs, actually, to keep this about the Scrubs rewatch podcast. I think Calvi, Ethan, I think Sean worked on it because you had a little miniature crane and all of that stuff.
Yeah.
And you used that all in the backyard, in my backyard, in the pool that I had at the time with your boy on a floaty.
That's right. Oh, backwards. My God. Good memory for a stoner.
Yeah. I got you.
Anyway, so I'll be keeping you guys posted on that. It's called.
I'm only doing weed to fight.
The Omicron.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Omicron must be stopped.
Anyway, so I'll keep you guys posted about that. I'm very proud of it. Even though I made four films, obviously, Going in Style, I didn't write. But so this is the third one I've written. The middle one I wrote with my brother, Garden State, I wrote alone, and this one I wrote alone. And, you know, it came out of the pandemic and sitting here and the grief I had for losing Nick and for, you know, losing my sister and my father and even my little dog all within a couple of years. So, but I don't want anyone to think it's this super maudlin film. It is a drama, but there's also moments of levity, and it's just I don't know. I think you're all gonna like it. I hope you like it.
Well, you got my favorite actress in it right now, man. You know that
Florence Pugh. You're a fan, huh?
Mm-hmm. I am a huge fan of Florence Pugh, man.
Now to me, and not shocking, that your love of Florence Pugh went up even further when you saw her on Hawkeye.
Well, I'd only seen a few of I just knew her as the girl you were, making a movie with and dating and stuff. And I was like, okay, you know, that's cool. I hadn't really seen her work because I have a tendency to, this is a problem of mine. Once I see somebody's work, I am forever a fan, no matter who it is. Now, this doesn't mean that I'm not a fan of Florence, but like I saw her work on Hawkeye. I'm gonna tell you something right now. She made that show better than it was, man. You know what I mean? Like, she took the show up. No disrespect to you and your Marvelness out there, the people that love Marvel and everything like that. But until Florence Pugh got in that show, it was all right. You know what I mean? But her scenes were fire, dude. You know? And so
I really liked her scene. There's a very long scene. Maybe they cut away and come back to it so it not all in one chunk, but that whole scene with her and Haley in the apartment.
With the freaking mac and cheese, with the mac and cheese. Come on, bro.
And Florence, being Florence, for those you don't know, is makes up a lot of stuff. And so I was watching it being like, did you make that up? Did you make that up? And she's like, yeah.
I crushed it.
So there you go. Donald Hawkeye. Yes, Hawkeye too. Joelle, did you like Hawkeye?
I freaking loved it. I'm a big Haley Steinfeld stan. And then like knowing what might come out of Hawkeye, a young justice sort of vibe is what I'm really hoping for. And Florence and Haley together, even like their like elevator scene where they were doing the Macaulay Culkin, like pushing all the buttons, and just it's so great. It was hilarious.
There's man.
Do you want to know a funny story?
I do.
I took, we were in Rockefeller Center over Christmas, and Carrie Brothers and his wife, Jess Weiss, were there visiting. And they said, Carrie said a sentence I never, ever wanted to be said to me, which was, guess what? I got us all tickets to go ice skating at Rockefeller Center.
You guys are...
at the height of Christmas, right? And I'm like, you did what?
What?
Why would you do that? And he goes, because Jess and I think it'll be romantic. And he's like, don't worry, we got you and Florence tickets. So I'm like, fuck. I mean, if you live in New York, you do not want to go to Rockefeller Center at Christmas. I don't care.
No, you do not.
All right. It's mayhem. It's packed. It's tourism. It's Omicron. All that shit. So we go because I'm trying to be the best boyfriend in the world. And I'm certainly not going to let her go, like, be the third wheel on their date. That would be horrible. But I rally. We get there and Florence, and we're skating on the... We're doing the, you know, you have like 45 minutes slot to skate around and have the experience, right? And Florence is looking around. She's like, do you guys want to know something funny? I've been on this before. But it was recreated in Atlanta on a soundstage. So that whole epic thing that she has in Hawkeye was her first time at the Rockefeller Center. ice rink, was shooting that in Atlanta. And now she's on the real thing.
That's like going to the Paris and Vegas first before you actually go to France.
That's funny.
Exactly.
That's great, dude. Wow.
All right, Joelle, what are we I've lost track where we are in the show. We're going to pick up next week.
We're number 5, 6, 7, 8. I know fans
we're rusty.
Want that.
We're rusty. All right, do it now so they can hear that we're ending, but do it now.
Well, you know, I do want to
We'll go out with it. Sorry, guys. We're rusty. We're rusty. Okay. This is how this show's going so far.
I'll sneak some ad breaks in there too. We'll figure that out.
Let's take a break.
We'll be right back after these fine words. Can you mention your cock so I can use Deb's Willie's thing?
Me?
Just say anything about your cock.
misses you.
But for fuck's sake, stop talking about your willies.
Well, there you go. I'm trying to get all these in. And a rap by middle Omi Lamar.
Omi Lamar. And a rap by little Omi Lamar.
Yellow Jackets. Anybody watching that? We just started that.
No. You guys watch way too much.
Oh, my God.
Y'all need to do something like play a video game or something.
No, get out of here, Donald Faison.
What video game are you playing, though?
I'm not playing any video games. All I'm doing right now, to be honest with you, is working on my stop motion animation. I'm trying to level up. I'm trying to level up to God level, dude. That's what I'm trying to do with the stop motion animation. And it's hard.
I know. Well, good for you. You're putting
nobody cares.
A lot of people care. What? A lot of people care.
What?
Joelle, sorry, I lost track of what episode are we going to do next week?
I believe we're coming back on episode 23, which means we have two episodes left for season 5.
Okay. So. Well, I'm glad we slowed down because we were going way too fast. And we promised to invite all your favorite guests. We're going to get back on it and get Johnny C. McGinney.
Well, yeah, because this new girl freaking thing.
I know. Now that Joelle is like.
And Joelle has proven that she can get really good guests on shows.
They get
and
their
stuff
guests.
Now.
I was we're just like, you know, they're on the phone.
We're not going to be able to get Joelle on the phone anymore, dude.
I will I know. Always answer your calls.
She's a little, have you noticed she's a little slower to the group chat?
All right, so look, check this out.
So Donald, have you noticed, she's slow to the group chat, Donald?
Oh, boy.
Oh, no, she got way too many jobs now, man. She's working too hard.
Yeah. She's got Zoe Deschanel on speed dial. That's all I know.
Oh, boy.
Are you going to be funny if Joelle cut bangs?
That would be wild. My afro and a straight pair of bangs. What?
Oh my god. And but she comes on the show trying to act like nothing's different. She's like, what? What? Me and Zoe are going to spin class, but all right. Well, anyway, we love you all, and we're back, and we're going to make you laugh.
We're not going to do it today, but I do want to play some new music also, man. I want to bring new music to the situation. My nephew is so fucking fire, man. Okay. And
he's a rapper?
Dude, Mizell is, like, spitting flames. Like, I don't
but
even
I mean, know. But he's got, like fully produced tracks and shit?
Fully produced.
Will you send me a couple? Because great, I have a moment or two in my film where I may need a rap song and I have no money.
Dude, I got the guy for you. My nephew.
All right. Send me his two hottest.
I'll put him in touch with you and you can.
No, I don't want to talk to Mizell. You know I know Mizell forever. Mizell, yes, where am I talking to you?
Yes, you remember this. My nephew is Jewish. And
well, he's half which
his mom is Jewish. His so mom he's is Jewish. A white, he's 100%.
His mom is a white Jew and his dad was black, is that right?
No, his mom is like Shosh.
She was adopted.
Yes.
Okay. So, but what was funny, I remember because I grew up, as you know, East Coast, very Jewish family. And this family I go to visit with Donald, they're a black family, but the mom was adopted. And so the grandmother is this like cartoonishly Jewish woman. And the son's name is Mizell. And she's like, Mizell, grandma is talking to you. And it's just very surreal that we should make a sitcom out of one day.
You, dude, I remember you being at the house and being like, oh my God.
I was just so confused. I was like, can you explain the family dynamic here? What is going on? Because the woman who's like, Mizell, have more matzah here, honey. All right. We love you, and I will be back with fun and laughter next time. Donald, count us out.
5, 6, 7, 8.
Stories about a show we made about a bunch of dogs and nurses and a janitor who loved to hate. I said he's got stories that you all should know. So gather round to hear our Scrubs Rewatch Show with Zach and Donald. Mm-hmm.
Did you know that 46% of us don't take all our vacation days? Even though it's been proven that taking time off to play makes us more productive.
In California, no matter where you go, you'll find play. Explore a redwood forest, immerse yourself in art galleries, or just park yourself in a beach chair and chill. Play is everywhere in California, so take some well-deserved play time off and discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com. This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. It's a simple truth. No matter who you are, mental health challenges can affect you, and how you manage them can make all the difference. That's why everyone should have access to mental health support that meets them where they are and helps them get through. BetterHelp provides online therapy on your schedule. It's flexible, it's simple to use, and more affordable than in-person therapy. Connect with a licensed therapist selected just for you. You can learn more at BetterHelp.com. That's BetterHelp.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are coming back to Atlanta.
Right now.
Whoa. Mark your calendars for the second annual Black Effect Podcast Festival is happening on Saturday, April 27th. Hosted by B-Dot and Pretty V. Last year was nuts. but we about to do it bigger and better. We've got some of your favorite podcasts like Carefully Reckless, Horrible Decision, $1 million Worth of Game, just to name a few. Tickets go on sale today, right now. Go to blackeffect.com/podcastfestival. Get them. We'll see you there.
I used to have so many men.
How this beguiling woman in her 50s...
She looked like $1 million.
...scams a bunch of famous athletes out of untold fortunes...
Nearly $10 million was all gone.
It's just unbelievable.
Hide your money in your old rich man, because she is on the prowl.
Listen to Queen of the Con, Season 5, The Athlete Whisperer, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.